Welcome, everybody, to once again the Alonzo Child Sun Devils Football Coaches Show. How's it going, Coach? Long time no talk to.
Yeah, it's been a good little minute. Been all right. How about yourself?
I'm doing great, Coach. Since last time we talked, we had a loss, unfortunately, and then we had another team that basically didn't show up for us. But good things are that the playoffs are coming up soon, and you still got a good chance of getting in. Let's talk about the last game that we had against the North Carolina team. Give me your thoughts on that.
Yeah, overall, it was a good little game. Good defensive effort. Just two little squirt plays, pretty much. Lost outside contain. Actually, on both of them was a holding call, but the referee on our sideline didn't have a flag. And I'm guessing pretty much didn't want to throw the hat on the play. So they ended up scoring off of those two mishaps. And other than that, we kept them up under, I think it's 50-yard rushing and up under 20 yards passing.
Wow, that's a defensive effort right there, Coach. Sounds like you guys played their hearts out and just didn't get calls that they needed. I've never heard of a ref not having a flag.
Yeah, it kind of threw us by surprise when you said he didn't have one. I was like, okay.
You think he could do something and call for another referee with a flag? That's crazy. But then we had the game where we were supposed to take on the Spartans on this past weekend, and you had told me that they had backed out the last second. So now we've got not the Spartans, excuse me, the Sharks. Am I correct on that? The Sharks.
This past week.
Yeah. So now we got the South Carolina Spartans. Tell me a little bit about this team, Coach. What you know about the Spartans that you're playing this weekend?
Well, I went to that game last week when they played the Chargers. They seem to try to do a whole bunch of jet sweeps, screen plays. Only rely on like two or three people. Not too much of a big offensive effort or defensive effort. So I think if we go full speed against them, no huddle offense, hurry up on the ball, make them think a lot, then hopefully we'll come away with some mistakes on their end.
And we already can tell your defense is ready for just about anybody because they seem to be shutting everybody down this year.
Yeah. When was it, like last week? They played the Electric City Chargers. It was at 5 o'clock, and the way I was looking at their defense is pretty much not meant for power running. I think their running game had 250 yards before halftime. I think they actually ended the game with 380-something.
Wow, it sounds like we're going to have a good, pretty good field day as long as everybody does, follows their assignments and does what you tell them to do.
Yes, that's going to be the main part.
So it always comes down to listening to the coach and making it work when you get out on the field. Well, Coach, tell me who your players of the game this last game was.
It'll be Andre Patterson. It'll be Kajana Madden, and it'll be Kazafia Freeman.
Kazafia Freeman. And what on Andre, give me his stats, if you would.
Okay, Andre caught one catch for 60 yards. It's pretty much a diving catch that pretty much was in the air for two people. Either he was going to catch it or Ladarius going to catch it, which is Kazafia. Kajana, he led us on the ground with 90 yards. And a touchdown. So pretty much overall, it was more of a defensive game than offense. But still yet, we got a lot of areas we can improve on. Hopefully this week we get it right, win these two games and make playoffs.
Well, Coach, I know everybody's ready for you to make that playoff. We don't want the season to end. We want you and the guys to get in the playoffs and make a run and win that championship this year because nothing – I know – that's what they want, too.
Oh, yeah.
Well, your player spotlight is Mr. Kajana Madden. Tell us a little bit about what he's meant for you this year and the team.
Yeah, he's been, like, pretty much the heart and soul, considering that we never really just had a true quarterback. He played every position in high school, so once he came in, he was like, look, I'll do whatever to make the team win. And he pretty much took on the leadership role and been helping us big time this year.
Well, that's good, Coach. I tell you what, Silver Cloud Photography, the official sponsor of the Silver Excuse me, Coach. I apologize. I was looking at Silver Cloud Photography when I was talking there. Official sponsor of the Sun Devils Football Player Spotlight. And, Coach, I tell you what, we are really looking forward to this weekend. Can you tell everybody where the game's going to be, where they can come out and see the Sun Devils, support them, and help y'all get to the playoffs?
Yeah, the game will be taking place at Kane Hoy Middle School. The game will be at 3:30. If I'm not mistaken, it's like a 4-hour and 10-minute trip.
Wow, that's a good little drive then.
Yeah, we got to leave at like 9 in the morning.
I'm sure the guys are not looking forward to that, but I know they're looking forward to get out there on the field and knocking some heads around.
Yeah, it's pretty much everybody going to be spending the night over everybody else's house just to wake up on time.
Well, I know you'll have them ready, Coach. And now we're getting towards the end of the season, Coach, and we're also getting close to the NFL draft. And I know you've been watching the draft. I know even though you've been keeping your guys going and trying to keep your head, you know, into the getting ready for the playoffs, you can't help but look at the NFL draft and wonder, who is your top 10 players in this draft? You don't have to tell me what teams are going to other than who you think Miami's going to get, because I know you're going to tell me that.
Let me see. Right now, the first person on top of my head is Kyler Murray. It'd be Nick Bosa at number two. Devin White, I think that's the name. Yeah, Devin White at number three. Rashawn Gary, number four. Number five is Montez Sweat, defensive end.
Yeah.
DJ Metcalf.
Yeah.
He's a wide receiver, pretty big guy, strong. I would have to say the other quarterback would be Dwayne Haskins. He's a pretty big physical guy.
Yeah.
Let me see who my other guys would be. Nikhil Harry. I think he's like 6'3", 225, 230, wide receiver out of Arizona State.
Oh, yeah.
Pretty big physical guy. I like him. Josh Jacobs.
Josh Jacobs is a good big running back.
Yeah, I think the only other person I could probably just think of off top of the head would be Daniel Jones. The quarterback.
Well, I know she left all the Clemson players off.
Clemson's pretty much going to take over any draft any year.
Well, I don't think they're going to have a lot of them. Like, I think Cleveland Farrell will be the first one to go, and then Christian Wilkins, I'm hoping to go to my Falcons. But also, I like Ed Oliver from Houston, that big
– Oh, yes. Oh, yes.
Tackle. He's projected to go pretty high. But, my Falcons, I'm just hoping they get some defense because I'm tired of teams blowing up our the score on us because, I mean, we have to score almost 45 to 50 points in order to win a game anymore. So, I'm hoping my Falcons –
Also, an alternate quarterback.
Yeah, we got Matt Schaub. But I think we're stuck with – because of the cost of Mr. Ryan, we're stuck with him for another 2 years. Hopefully – but the way I'm looking at it, two more years, Deshaun Watson will be available, so hopefully we can get him back home.
Not going to happen.
If Miami don't try to go after and get him.
Yeah, hopefully my Houston will hold on to him.
Yeah, I like Houston. I've gotten where I've liked the Texans. I think they're a good little team, and I enjoy watching them. Now let's talk about a little bit of the NBA playoffs. I know you've been watching the playoffs a little bit. You know, I've watched them on your Facebook. You know, you've been talking about it. Who you got in the NBA playoffs? Who's your Final Four in the NBA playoffs?
Right now, considering I'm a Spurs fan, I'm always going to say Spurs first.
Oh, you're a Spurs fan. I love the Spurs.
Yeah, it's either between the Spurs, Rockets, Golden State, or either OKC. Just for some fact is Westbrook is an animal. Pretty much he'll go at anybody. That gives them a little bit more upside and put other people in foul trouble.
Yeah. Well, I add the West, you know, you pretty much got the four that I was picking. Even though everybody says I'm crazy about the Spurs, they're not good enough. I think they can They got a tough task fighting Denver first round, though. That Denver team is pretty good, based on what I can see. But I've never been a fan of Golden State. I hope that this year is not the year they do anything. I'd love to see Houston go. I think James Harden, I think he deserves to get an NBA final, especially after what he does on, I think, him and Chris Paul could really do good. In the East, I tell you, it's just you might as well just throw a quarter in the ocean. I mean, it doesn't really matter who comes out of the East. I really don't think they got a chance. You got Toronto.
If anybody, if Philadelphia make it, it'd probably be Philadelphia, probably.
Yeah, Philadelphia, Toronto, or I don't know. The Celtics, you thought at one time might be, but it looks like Kyrie Irving's really destroyed that team. And I think the Bucks have a chance. It's a possibility.
Yeah, the Bucks is pretty good with Giannis.
But, you know, Toronto's got our boy from the Spurs on there, and it's hard to go, it's hard to pick against him.
Yeah, it's kind of hard to pick against him. I just won't root for him at the time that he's out the game, so I'll be away from Toronto.
We'll root him through till they get till they have to face the Spurs.
Which I'm hoping not.
Yeah, because I think he would have a little bit of a field day against us since he already kind of knows what Pop does.
And, yeah, teams have a tendency to hold grudges a lot and go off against the team that they actually played for. I'm not trying to have that. And considering we got Danny Green that came from us too, so yeah.
Exactly. Do you think Popovich is going to coach another year? A lot of speculation this is his last.
Honestly, I don't see it being Pop's last, but even if it was, I'm pretty sure we got a good coaching staff in place that's good to take over. Even if we brought in somebody new like Luke Walton or somebody that's probably at the end of their contract, it'd still be good for the team to have some young, fresh coaches.
I heard there was a talk, actually, Tim Duncan coming back and coaching, doing a little coaching, maybe assistant coaching.
The only thing Tim Duncan is coaching is free throws and how to hit a hook shot. That's going to be about it.
Well, I tell you, I was a huge Tim Duncan fan. My wife didn't like him, but I sure did. Duncan just – he just knew how to play ball. That's all there was to it. Anyway, Coach, I just wanted to wish you and the guys luck this weekend. Hope that we get back with that W because we sure the heck want to go in against the Palmetto Hurricanes on 426 and get another win and be playoff bound.
Oh, yes, sir. That's the bar right now, making playoffs, getting these two games out the way, keeping our focus during the games, making sure we do what we got to do. Hopefully no ejections.
Exactly, because you're going to need everybody playing, especially on your defense, because I tell you what, your defense is playing lights out. If y'all get in the playoffs, just the way your defense is playing, I really think y'all are going to be the team to beat. Even though you've had a couple, you know, close losses, the fact that they were just luck hits, you know, lucky catches that got past you or a ref not having a flag, that tells me that y'all should be better than what your record is.
Oh, yeah. It really is just it comes up like you don't want to make excuses for your team. We're a fairly young team, and like I told them, we always going to be the smaller guys. So at some point, you got to let them drop, become a man, and hit everything in the mouth. Ain't nobody going to lay around and wait for you to come at them. They're going to come at you. So let's take the initiative and hit them in the mouth first.
Exactly. Hey, because like you said, if you're the smallest one, you want them to feel the hit first, and not you feel the hit first, because if they start pushing you around, then they think they're going to own you.
Yeah, you hit them in that mouth one good time, they're going to fold up, and that's going to be the ball game.
Exactly. And based on what I'm seeing, your guys are hitting them several times.
Oh, yeah.
All right, Coach. Well, you have a great weekend, and we'll look forward to talking to you next week. Hopefully, I'll tell you what, I'm going to guarantee a win this weekend, Coach. I think y'all are going to pull this game out. I'm thinking 21-3. Your defense is going to be lights out, and your offense is going to light it up. Y'all are going to do good this weekend. I'm calling it right now. I'm throwing my shot out there. We're going to make it to the playoff.
Well, I'm going to try to hold to that score then.
That sounds good. Well, I don't know if Vegas is calling it, but you know what? I'll put the 10 cents on it right now. I appreciate it, Coach. Y'all have a great weekend, and thanks for listening to JBE Sun Devils Football with Coach Alonzo Childs, the coach that knows anything, everything, and will lead the Sun Devil to the playoffs this year. And we'll talk at you next week, Coach.
All right. Have a good one.
You too, Coach.